give you all the praise. You are always here with us, forever you reign. I will worship you for the rest of my life, for you.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:7-12. Welcome to day one of Girl Trek's 9-day prayer trek. I am Vanessa, and I am joined on the line, hopefully, by Morgan. Good morning, Morg.
Good morning. There are so many new churches. There are so many new solo trekkers, women who heard about this, saw this on Instagram. A sister sent a text message this morning, who are brand new to Girl Trek. And if you are, I want to invite you into what I think is the most inspiring movement on the planet for Black women, where we walk, talk, and solve problems together in our lives in pursuit and possibility for joy and justice. Wherever you are, Girl Trek is there. Wherever you open your front door and walk out on faith, walk out because you believe, Girl Trek is there. We ask you to take a walk. If you are fighting for your life, we ask you to walk 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. That's life-saving. Our mission is to increase the life expectancy of all Black women by 10 years in 10 years. We know we can do it. It's not a choice. We don't want to protest and do nothing else unless we get to live as long as our sisters of other races. And so that is our mission. It is clear and it is purposed. And there is nobody more prepared to just do a blessing over this mission and these 9 days of praying together. All over the world, there are women who are logging in for 9 days early in the morning, praying on God's Spirit and the fruit thereof. The Spirit is high where two or three are gathered. You imagine there are a million of us around the world who are walking and praying together. We can turn this world right side up, like Sojourner Truth said. And so we are going to bring my friend, my colleague, my sister, my mentor. Cynthia, are you on the line?
Yes, Morgan, I'm here.
Cynthia is our national field director. She is executing a strategy across the American South where we get to gather together in love, where we get to knock on doors in a care crusade. Y'all, 2024 is going to change everything in the Girl Trek movement. And we are going to go down in history as a movement that led with love and care. That our daughters and our daughters' daughters talk about. And the leadership of Cynthia Thompson will be essential. And so this first day of this 9-day prayer trek, Cynthia, please pray over this movement. Please pray over these 9 days. And please pray that we will live and not die.
Amen. Most gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we come to you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this movement. We thank you, Lord God, for Vanessa and Morgan and the vision that you have placed in their hearts, Lord God, to bring about a walking fire revival across this world. In the name of Jesus, we thank you because we know, hallelujah, that you are moving in this time, that this movement was created for such a time as this, in a world with so much hate, where so much war, where so much turmoil, where so much grief, where so much evil is so pronounced. We thank you, Lord God, that you have placed it in the heart of your daughters to bring us all back to you, to point us back to the direction of love. Point us back to the direction of peace. Point us back to the direction of goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, temperance. Hallelujah. Long suffering. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you have put this movement in our
Lord God, that as we walk, that every place that our feet trod, hallelujah, that it is covered for God, and it is retained for the kingdom of God and his love and his righteousness and his justice, that will roll down like rivers of living water, hallelujah, across the face of this earth, that every person on this call that will hear this call is empowered to seek God's face and seek God in everything he has for them in the mighty name of the Lord, that he will give them joy, that he will give them peace, that he will give them faithfulness over fear to move and do what he has called them to do in this earth. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his eyes. We are his heart. We are his heartbeat. Lord God, give us the power through your Holy Spirit to walk in your presence, to walk in your love, and to walk in the presence of each other, with each other, Lord God, in community and in love, Lord God, because you said, Lord God, where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst. We believe that you are in our midst. We believe that you are walking right beside us, just as you did with your original son, Adam and Eve in the garden daily. You are walking with us, and we believe, Lord God, that your presence is with us. And Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, that you help us to get rid of all of distractions. We ask you to help us to silence our own mind, our own heart, Lord God, our own fears, Lord God, to shut the mouth of the enemy and allow us to sit in your presence, so that we will be filled, Lord God, with all the power that is necessary to walk in love, Lord God, to walk in love, love that conquers all, Lord God, love that is patient, Lord God, love that is long-suffering, Lord God, love that is, hallelujah, transforming, Lord God, love, Lord God, that is like nothing else on this earth, Lord God, because it is you. You are our love. You are the love, and if we can allow you to live in us, if we can allow you, Lord God, to reside in us, to flow through us, Lord God, then we can love ourselves, we can love our neighbors, Lord God, we can love, Lord God, because love, Lord God, can turn a war into peace. Right now, Lord God, we're asking that your love, Lord God, helps to correct us, Lord God. Your love helps to protect us, Lord God. Your love helps to direct us, Lord God. Your love, Lord God, helps us to get where we need to be in this earth, to create, hallelujah, a new world, Lord God, a new heaven, Lord God, on earth, Lord God, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, hallelujah, that your love, Lord God, resonates and walks, Lord God, with us and through us, Lord God, through everything that we do. Lord God, we ask you to cover this movement over the next 9 days, Lord God. We ask that your love lead us throughout, Lord God, these 9 days and beyond, Lord God, that you give us living, Lord God, waters, Lord God, flowing through us, Lord God, feed us, Lord God, that which is necessary for us, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you ask, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we push back everything that is not like you, hallelujah, everything that is not like you. We ask you to help us, Lord God, to get rid of it, Lord God, and then replace it, Lord God. Replace it with what is necessary, Lord God. Help us to study, to show ourselves approved, Lord God. Help us to get to know you, Lord God. To get to know you is to get to know your word, Lord God. We ask you to help us to plant it in our hearts, Lord God, that we might not, Lord God, sin against you, Lord God. We ask that you help us, Lord God, to just walk in that love, walk in that light, and that we live and not die. 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 Lord God, that we don't die in our sins. That we don't die in our iniquities. That we don't die, hallelujah, Lord God, in, Lord God, just killing ourselves with the things, Lord God, that are not like you. We ask, Lord God, that you help us, Lord God, to understand how to take care of ourselves, how to nurture ourselves, how, Lord God, to pour into ourselves, Lord God, from living water, Lord God. Not that it is dead and stagnant, Lord God, but that we be refreshed and renewed with mercy every single morning. Every single morning that we meet you and we walk with you and we hear you, and we get our directions from you. And Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to go out there throughout the day, loving one another, caring for one another, Lord God, and making this world, Lord God, a kingdom, a heavenly kingdom here on earth, Lord God, that we go about our neighborhoods and our communities and we transform them to be a place and a beacon of hope, of love, of restoration, hallelujah, of everything that is necessary, Lord God. Not just these 9 days, Lord God, but beyond, hallelujah, beyond, hallelujah, that we turn this world upside down, Lord God, that we be, Lord God, your sons and daughters, Lord God, that the world is looking for to be manifested in this earth that is needed and necessary to bring forth your will to be done. As you said, that it is your will that we will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, Lord God. We know that you want us healthy. We know that you want us whole. We know that you want us wealthy, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you want us to walk and live in abundance and in contentment, Lord God, and not in lack and not in fear. Lord God, we ask you that you just continue to bless us. Bless us as only you know how, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, every prayer request that has gone up before you, Lord God, you already know. You already know what is needed and what is necessary, Lord God. But help us to humble ourselves enough to hear you. Sit still enough to hear you, Lord God, and then be obedient and have the power through the Holy Spirit to be obedient to that which you call us to do and to be. In this last and evil day, Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory, honor, and these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Cynthia. Amen, amen, amen. Vanessa, are you there?
I'm here. Amen. Touching and agreeing.
Yes. Cynthia, thank you for that prayer. It was so beautiful. You said love will correct us. It will protect us. It will direct us. And I say yes. I say yes. Thank you, sister. You always bring the full spirit, and I am so grateful for you.
Morgan, before we really get into it, though, just I want to just ask you, what are you hoping over these 9 days to call in for yourself, or what are you hoping to experience? And I can start first if you want to think about it.
No, I really want to experience prayer. I stay ready is what I'm trying to tell you. I want to experience prayer, and I hope that like most of the call is prayer and not even a lot of anything. If people can only join for 5 minutes, I just hope they get prayed up. That's like my intention. I just need it. I need the connection with other people, and I need the words of people who have been masterful around their life and their love and their light to rain down. So that's what I'm looking for.
Thank you. I love that, Morgan. And it is a perfect time to remind people that one, you can text live prayer requests during this call. You can text live prayer request during this call. I'm going to give you a number right now. That number is 202-930-2063. We've also been receiving prayer requests over the last several weeks at prayertrek.org, so you can leave your prayer request there. Our prayer warrior, Cynthia Thompson, who's a part of the national staff, is praying over those prayer requests independently every day, and we are bringing those petitions to the call. We will also have, in just a moment, an opportunity for you to come on the line yourself as a community as we grapple with our question and reflection around love. And if you are moved, have a prayer request that you want to share publicly, have a reflection on love because you got the email this morning, you can hit us, you can just hit *9 to get into the queue. So *9 if you want to join today's conversation, or if you want to text a live prayer request, 202 9302063. I'm going to just read the scripture one more time. I'm going to pose a question. And
Vanessa,
then
I want to make space for your, what are you trying to get out of it?
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I got a lot. Yeah. Ooh, I am trying to get confidence, Morgan. The confidence that says that God, everything is working together for the good of those who are called by his name. And I am trying to get the confidence to lean into that every single day through prayer so that it permeates my heart, so that it permeates my choices, so that it covers my thoughts, so that it covers my recall, so that it covers every interaction that I have with every single person in my life. And I offer that prayer to all of us as we begin this call and conversation, that love reigns supreme and that you have the confidence to know that regardless of if right now in this moment you can call even one physical person's name who is giving you love, that God does love you, that via God, this whole community of Black women loves you, and that you are supremely and divinely loved, and have confidence in the word, confidence in the promises. Just the word confidence was just on my spirit and heart, and y'all, your prayer texts are coming in fast, and so we are receiving those, and I'll read a few in a little bit. Thank you for making space for that, Morgan.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared. It's a good one.
Yeah, look, I want us to get right on the line right away now with our special guest. I am so...
Are we going to pray in the beginning or the end?
In the end. We're going to pray in the end.
Okay.
After the guest comes on, yeah. Although that was me offering my opening prayer to the community, sorry. That was me offering my opening prayer to the community. But we're going to actually invite our guest in right away so that we can get to the callers and get to... the prayer that we need. Morgan, I love the fact that we're getting ready to talk to Brittany Packnett Cunningham. For those who don't know her, she's an activist, an educator, a writer. She is, I just feel like, a Black girl showing up in the world in her best way to do good. You've had time, opportunities to spend some time with her, and I just wonder if you want to introduce her from a personal reflection to the audience.
Oh man, I was not prepared for that, but I know already. Brittany's my friend. And she's the kind of friend that you never talk to, but you always know would have your back if you needed. And I know that because we keep passing each other in conference halls and we make the knowing eye contact that we are in this thing, and we are in it because not because for any other reason, but that we love Black people. We love our families. We love our children. And the first time I crossed paths with Brittany was in Kansas, actually. And somebody was like, Brittany's over there. You should talk to her. And then I walked by and she was fundraising. And I was like, do that. And I was just like, keep going. And she was like, hey, how you doing? Somebody told me I should meet you. I was like, yeah, hey, how you doing? And we just kept it. We kept it moving. And we have been keeping it moving for probably, I don't know, 10 things we've done seen. And like, I just always delight in her face when I see her, and I send her messages every now and then, like, I am following your lead, like in a way that has nothing to do with a claim, because she's super famous. You don't see her on CNN.
Yeah.
You probably follow her on Instagram. I mean, she's super famous. She got 1 gazillion followers. She'd be sticking it to the man in a way that is the most precise medicine. Just the most precise medicine that people need on CNN. I mean, she's awesome. But mostly I'd be inspired by the way she shows up. Sometimes she got her wig on, sometimes she don't. Sometimes she talks about being neurodiverse. Sometimes she is the most articulate person, which is not either or, it's actually because. And she's vulnerable. Sometimes she's singing with her man in the car. Sometimes she got her baby. Like, she just comes into this world with such true authenticity and love, and it is radiant. And it is almost, it goes before her. And so when I learned that she was a preacher's kid, I was not surprised. I was not surprised at all. And so I'm just so proud of you, Brittany, if you're on the line, of everything that you've done for our people. So she started in Teach for America. I don't know if you got her real bio, because I'm going to make this up. She started in Teach for America. I think she's the lead Teach for America. She was definitely pivotal in the Black Lives Matter movement. She is leading, what's the organization now she's leading?
I do got her real bio too, but
no,
you know
go
it's so good
go
that
ahead.
It's like,
no, I'm saying don't be putting me on the spot. Don't be putting me on the spot.
She serves as the vice president. No, because that personal matters. It matters so that you all know that we really reached out to our actual community and asked them to come hold, touch, and agree with us. We really sat down and said, who are the people who we admire, who have a walk, who we thought we could share this platform with? She's the vice president of social impact at BET, is an NBC News political analyst. She's the host of Undistracted, a dope podcast, intersectional news and justice podcast. And she's the founder and principal of Love Amp PowerWorks, a full-service social impact and equity agency. And she's a former co-host of iHeartRadio's Best Political Podcast from 2019, Pod Save the People, which I've loved. And she has a TED Talk on confidence, which has been translated into 22 languages and has garnered over 7 million views. And so, Miss Brittany Patnick Cunningham, are you on the line with us this morning?
Hey, friends, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh my gosh, that was probably the most fun intro I've ever had. I feel so honored to know that both of you, Morgan, you know those messages just lift me up, and being able to witness you all walking in the obedience of your calling is consistently an inspiration for me. It is, you know, we all know that when God gives us a vision, it may not be understandable to all people, but the people who need it will fall right in line. The people for whom it is meant will fall right in line. And clearly, you all have touched and tapped into something because of your obedience that was truly needed. And so, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. And I am thankful to all of, to both of you and the entire Girl Trek team and community for engaging in this way and for choosing to follow your calling and not question the vision that God gave. Yeah, I'm so thrilled to be here. It's truly an honor. Good morning to everyone.
Oh, man.
Listen, if y'all have listened to Brittany's podcast and it's all professional with the like wind mics and stuff, that ain't this. That's not this, y'all. We outside, we in them streets. It's I have a friend who listens to the podcast and her husband's a sound engineer. He can't stand it. He just be like, y'all please give some help. No, Derek, no. We out in the streets. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us. Vanessa, I know you got some questions and stuff, and we're going to talk about love. Let's get to it.
Yeah, I have one powerful question, I hope, and it's a question for you, Brittany. It's a question for you, Morgan. It's a question that I pose to the women who are on the line, and you could *9 if you want to come out. But Brittany, as our special guest here and as someone who has watched how you have shown up in the world and who knows a little bit about your background, when I'm thinking about love, I really have, first of all, we sent an email out this morning where we reminded people that the love that you give yourself will be the love then that you can reflect and give to others. But then I had a question, which is like, how do we generate love in our homes and for ourselves if it was never modeled in a healthy relationship for us? Where do we source that inspiration? And I feel like you have some answers for this.
If I have answers, it's because I'm on the journey myself. You know, I realized, number one, I was actually pretty sick, not last week, but the week before. And I did the thing that I never do when I get sick. I actually took time off. I actually took the opportunity to not answer emails, to not answer phone calls, to frankly not be on my phone much. And I actually found myself sleeping for like 13 to 14 hours a night. So clearly my body was telling me that I needed something that I was not giving to myself, and I was not allowing other people to give to me. Toward the end of that week, I had a conversation with God, and I realized that there is that the thing standing between me receiving those things and those things being offered is all of the noise that I replaced God's solitude for. I had a baby a year and a half ago. It's been a very sacred experience. You all know he was born 4 months early. He was in the NICU for 116 days. He came home on oxygen for another, 3 months. And now he is moving and talking and walking, and he is so smart and funny and kind and joyous and sensitive and just full of so much life in a way that I had prayed desperately for, because his entrance into the world was so hard. And what God had been telling me that entire era was, that, you know, this entire time for me of the last 2 years, he was saying, this is your quiet time, right? This is the time where you do not need to be on a plane all the time. You don't need to always show up at the event. You don't have to post consistently, no matter what the, you know, the TikTok or Instagram experts are telling you about social media. You don't have to do more than what I am calling you to right now, because actually what I'm calling you to is a lot. That the most important stamp you'll leave on the world will be this child, not whatever you write, not whatever you speak, but this child. So I want you to invest. I want you to invest in your home. I want you to invest in your marriage. I want you to invest in yourself. And what a beautiful gift for God to give me. And I have spent the better part of the last 2 years rejecting it. I spent the better part of the last 2 years saying, actually, I'm just going to fill that with noise, because it feels so unnatural to me to be in a place of solitude and stillness and quiet and reflection for any elongated period of time. And so it was just this past, it was just 2 Thursdays ago that I realized that I had taken the gift of quiet and filled it with noise, and noise that was not bringing me into my best self. Noise from Twitter and Instagram that was making me angry all the time. It was making me meaner than I actually am. It was causing me to compare myself to everyone else. And we know the comparison is the thief of joy. So I found myself really needing to clear out the noise, reject things that do not bring me closer to the presence of God, and reject things that don't make me feel centered in myself. And as soon as I did that, and when I say as soon as, I mean literally as soon as I did that, I felt the presence of God so heavily on my life. I have been able to realize that he never left me. I merely put too many obstacles between the two of us. And as soon as I removed them, there he was, giving me the direction, the clarity, the love, the confidence, the security that I had been looking for in this time of such great change for myself, where I had been giving myself to everything and everyone but myself. And so if I think about what it looks like to give ourselves the love that we deserve, even when it was not modeled for us, I think very specifically of all Black women across the diaspora who have been socialized into being everybody's glue while we are falling apart. We are holding our families together, our congregations together. We are praying over our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We're keeping the neighborhood running. We're keeping the credit union running. We're keeping the meals running to people who haven't been able to access them. We've been keeping the places we work running, even when we've been being paid less than what we're worth and less than what other people are making. We've been caring for our elders, even though many countries around the world, including and especially America, are not giving us the family and child care that we need to be able to make that sustainable while we go and make a living and pay for things that are more and more expensive. We keep trying to figure out how to make a dollar out of 15 cents, and somehow we're able to do it every time. So if there is anybody who knows the life of giving far more love then you are in position to receive, it is Black women. And yet what God has let me know in this week is that after I give my first fruits to him, that I should be reaping the harvest that I've been sowing directly after. that I should not be the one scrounging for a berry or two that is not frostbitten by the end of the harvest, where I've given everything out to other people and the frost has killed the rest, right? That actually, not only am I a better servant and partner and associate to those for whom I love and to whom I am in service when I take care of myself first, I also honor myself as God's child. I also honor myself as a person with value. I also honor myself by being centered in my needs and not being ashamed, because as Audre Lorde reminds us, caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare. It is recognizing that I am a result of my four-time great-grandmother, Joanna, who was born enslaved, had 24 children, died free after the age of 98, and was able to keep most of her family from being sold off in that hellish institution. So I have to honor her. And the way that she ensured my bloodline would continue by taking care of myself, by honoring my temple, and by giving myself the love that God has given in so much abundance that, yes, there is enough for me. So for me, it has been about silencing the noise. It has been about being specific about those things that have been impacting me negatively, and that have been giving me the negative intrusive thoughts that don't allow me to hear from God, that don't allow me to hear from people who love me and care about me and want to give to me. And doing those things very specifically really just opened up a portal where I've been able to discover so much more about why I deserve this love and how I can give it to myself.
Woo! Brittany, I'm shouting on this beach, girl. I'm shouting like Holy Ghost shouting, not even fake shouting. I'm like feet up and down shouting. Like, I am so grateful to God. I am so grateful for your words. I am so grateful for your freedom and your obedience. From the first words that came out of your mouth. And I was just, Vanessa, I didn't know where, love is a big topic. We could spend 9 days talking about love. I didn't know where this conversation was going to go. But silence as a love language is a powerful idea, y'all. It's a powerful idea. Right. Shout out to my friends Mahogany and Andre. They was like, how you gonna hear God? It's noisy in your mind. They were like quiet spirit. It's a lot happening. And they live here on this island that's all pristine and lulling and beautiful, and they're just gorgeous. So shout out to them, and shout out to silence.
Yeah.
And the space to hear God. Ooh, y'all, the space. I mean, you asked me the question, Tuvi, and I just say ashe to everything that that B just said. Yes. And the one thing I would add is that, the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself, right?
Yeah,
boy, if we did that, we would be terrible neighbors. We would be terrible neighbors. But if you reverse the equation, and you think about how you treat other people, because I know all of y'all are servants of God. I know that you deliver love. You are high performing lovers. If you just figured out how to just do just equilibrium in your life for yourself, not even bubble bath, but just like what you do. You say please and thank you to other people. You don't say please and thank you to yourself. You know what I mean? And so even the gentleness that we give to everybody else, if we could just do that. And then the last one I would add, the silence, reciprocity. But then the third one I would add is letting go, is surrender. Surrender as love. And that dovetails into faith. That's why I love the fruit of the Spirit, because you cannot actually, you can't do any of them in isolation. And I can't wait till we get to faith. I can't wait until we get to long suffering and discipline, because you can't love without suffering long. You can't love without faith. You really can't. And I am learning to let go and let God. And to say, how do I love in the
face of destruction, in the face of the enemy, in the face of fear? And how can I be a warrior of love where I stand strong in my faith and I get sourced down? I get rooted down in what I know is abundance. And then I give. I give to my neighbor. I give to my man. I give to my community in a way that I know I have. Do you understand what I mean? And so, like, I've just been figuring out how to let go and stop trying to, like, stop being so scared, y'all. Fear is the opposite of love. Stop being so scared. Y'all, if you feel scared when you wake up, you got to start practicing this silence. You got to start practicing this surrender. You got to start practicing this faith. I'm so excited about these 9 days together. Y'all, God is love. Go to where the love is. And sometimes you bring in it. So it's wherever you go. God can be wherever you go if you got love inside you. And if you don't and you're riddled with fear, go to where the love is. Go to where two or three are gathered, y'all. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. So that's I'm letting go.
Look, well, I'm going to add only one other thing to this conversation before we let just three callers in, y'all. So star 9 right now, we're going to bring your voices in, and then Brittany is going to offer a prayer for us as we close. We know some of y'all trying to get to them 10 a.m. services, so we will move this conversation along. But I did want to add to underscore asterisk everything that both Brittany and Morgan said, and letting you all know that the recording of this dope conversation will be available today at noon, so that you could underscore actually asterisk and take some notes, because both of you said so many powerful things. And also I want to add, for those people who don't have models, the words from Lucille Clifton's poem that say, born black and woman in Babylon, who else did I see to be except myself? I made it up here on this bridge. And we can just make it up. Like, even if you don't got no model, you can just make it up. You can just go inside. You can get still, just like you just heard. You can hear from God. And you can just trust that you have exactly what you need right now in this moment. You have every single thing you need, regardless of if your mother passed it down to you, regardless of if your daddy taught it to you, regardless of if some man or woman has hugged you and or let you experience a romantic love, regardless, you have it and you can make it up step by step with God. So that's what I will offer to this. And then Tyreen, let's open this line up. Brittany, we're going to just let a couple of the voices from the community come in, tell us what their prayer requests are, tell us what their reflections are, and then we will close in prayer.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Oh, yes, sorry. It didn't
Hi, sister.
Tell me.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, this is a special edition, and you do not have to say your name or where you're from, because I want you to be, you certainly can, but I also want all of you to feel free to say the truth about your request. So it's your option here.
Yes, I don't mind. I'm Marlene from Cleveland. Well, I'm not from here, but I live here. My prayer request is that I will return to my first love, because I feel like when I was in a place of just really being drawn into the presence of God, that's where I was able to express love to myself and others the best. So I'm just praying for that reconnection to return to my first love, so that I can be in a place of loving self and others.
Thank you, sister. It's a beautiful request.
Thank you.
Thank you. If we have another caller on the line, you're welcome to say your name, where you're from, or just say hello.
They're coming.
Yeah, we got a live chat. Our producer's like, she coming. That's her voice, our producer.
She is. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, share with the community. You're off mute.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Thank you. My name is Leonie Brooks, and I'm calling in from outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much. I honor all of you, and I love Girl Trek. My prayer request is, so I lost my father. My father died 3 days after my birthday on September 15th of this year. We just buried had his celebration of life last Saturday. And of course, there is sadness, but there's also joy because he's no longer suffering and he's with our ancestors. So I'm finding peace about that. My request, though, is that our family that's left, we're pretty decimated, I think. So I'm praying for healing, for the love that my father has for us and that we have for each other to be resurrected and to help us to knit ourselves back together. And I'm praying especially, I think for the first time, for myself, that loving myself, honoring myself after spending the last 3 years helping to care for my dad and my mom, that I give myself permission to love myself first and to receive love, because I'm so good at giving it, to receive love and to receive love, agape love, to receive love from friends, but to receive love romantically also from Billy, who I love deeply. Thank you so much, my sisters, for the time.
Listen, you better call names and tell, and listen, and tell secrets. Billy better come on too. Listen, receive that love. There's such a sweet spirit on this line. I'm so grateful to be in community with all of you. I'm so sorry for the loss of your father, and I'm so grateful for the way you were carrying the grief and the sadness. Vanessa and I were just at TED Women, and there was a woman who also lost her father, and she said that you can't even have gratitude unless you've experienced grief. That it is the other side of it, that is the feeling of being alive when your heart is opened by struggle and pain sometimes and deep contrast. And so I pray for you right now that you can experience such levity in your life because you know what loss is. And I am really sorry for your family and for you. Mm-hmm. And then I think we have one last caller on.
We do. And as that caller is going on, I will just say to what she said about her family being fractured that I feel that and hear that so much from friends and just people all across who I come in contact with. And I do just offer a special anointing and prayer for people who are just trying to bring their family bloodlines together and heal from all of the generational traumas. And death in particular is a trigger for a lot of that to come out. So I just want to just say how I really felt that, what she said.
Good morning, everyone. This is Nicole. I'm from Maryland. And well, I'm from New York, but I live in Maryland. And I just want to thank you all, first and foremost. Everything that was stated, I just love it. And I'm so glad that I just learned about you all. So this is actually my first time hearing about Girl Trek. And yes, ma'am. And I'm so glad to have learned about it from a church member. And I immediately signed up for everything and was trying to find if there was a network in the Washington, D.C., Maryland area for me. I want to not only reflect on all that was stated, but also in appreciation, knowing that first and foremost, I know God is love. I know that we are blessed to be here to experience it, blessed to be able to pour it out as well as receive it. And then for my own personal, I wanted to be in community with, you know, like this Black girl, love, prayer, just the whole atmosphere. Healthy, getting healthy, because one of my prayers is really being diligent. I do work out, but just being diligent in my health as a whole, doing the things that I need to do, being obedient to the spirit, and just doing what God has for me to do, and being who I need to be and show up in the world, which I need to be, and as well be an example for my 19-year-old daughter, Niani, who's in her sophomore year in college. And I also wanted to submit prayer for her and her walk with Christ and just doing all that she needs to do and not to be submit to pressures from her peers, but be the peers to pressure to her peers so that she can implement and show them who God is through her walk with him. So that's about it. And I thank you all for starting this and just for all your wonderful words of affirmation and as well all that you all share. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Thank you, sister. So without further ado, we are going to pray. Brittany, I'm so grateful that you offered to pray. I mean, the spirit is high and I'm just grateful for that. But Brittany, without further ado, and let the spirit lead you, there's no rush. We can settle here. We can be silent and walk for a little bit, but I would love for you to bring us in the presence of God. Thank you so much.
God, we come humbly before you, knowing that there is no time like the present to very simply say thank you, that there is a joy and abundance we experience because we are your children, that we know was a gift from you to us, not because we have earned it or deserve it, but because you are just that kind. We thank you for being generous. We thank you for being powerful and using that power to love us, God, using that power to prosper us and never to harm us, oh God, using that power to allow us space at the center of your will to exist, to thrive, and to be loved exactly as you have ordered, God. God, we know the Great Commission. We know your commands. We know the fruits of your spirit, God, and we thank you that you have made so clear for us, not just in your word, but in the presence of other people, through their kindness, through their love. We're so honored to know you, to not have any obstacles between us and you, oh God, to be able to come to you directly with our petitions, God. We thank you that we don't have to rely on ritual or tradition, that we don't have to go through the high priest or a priestess when we want to talk to you, when we want to hear from you, when we need you to dry our tears and hug us tightly, when we need you to carry us, when we need you to cover us, God. God, we thank you that nothing can ever separate us from you and your love, God. God, we thank you that you thought it not robbery to meet us where we are, God. We thank you that you do not require our perfection in order to earn your love, but rather you give it freely, God. And we thank you for the grace and the mercy that accompanies it, God, every time we get another chance to do better, God. Every time we get another chance to be filled up with more and more of your love, God. Every time we disappoint you, oh God, and we grieve your heart, oh God, you choose to love us back into your arms, oh God. So God, I thank you this morning. We stand in positions and postures of deep, deep gratitude, God. We bow before you, God, honoring all that you are and all that you do for little old us, oh God. God, wherever we are not right, God, wherever our hearts and our spirits and our minds are not abiding with you in the ways that we have been invited to, God, we ask that you clean us up, God. That you clear us out, God, of all the negative noise, God, all of the things that become obstacles between us and you, oh God. God, right now we ask that you convict us and correct us in your beautifully loving way, oh God. God, we ask that you fix us and posture us correctly, oh God. God, we ask that you point our feet in the right direction, even when we're determined to move in our direction, oh God. God, we ask that you would help us to be obedient, God, to your word, not because we're A-plus students, oh God, but because we know that there is peace blessing, surrender, comfort, and care in that space, God. God, because we know that there is confidence in that space, oh God, that we don't have to question if we're going to be all right, oh God, because your promises are yea and amen, and they shall not return unto you void, oh God. God, you've heard the requests of your daughters this morning, oh God. You've heard us say them out loud. You've seen us text them. You've heard the whispers of our heart that we're still afraid to say out loud to you, oh God, but you know them, oh God. God, we ask you to meet us there, oh God. God, we ask you to give us permission to love ourselves and receive the love that is due us, oh God. God, we thank you. We thank you for being so powerful, so big, so abundant, so magnanimous, so magnificent, God, that you have enough of everything that we need and then some, oh God. God, we thank you that your love is given to us, not according to our own limited wells, oh God, but according to your riches and glory, God. According to all of the abundance that you control here on this earth and beyond, oh God, we are so grateful that you pour from an infinite cup, oh God. That God, that when we're empty, oh God, because we've been allowing everybody to make withdrawals, God, that your deposits are never ending, oh God. God, that we don't have to be in perfect standing with the bank to know that what we need will be deposited in our accounts because you love us just that much, oh God. God, we ask that you place in our lives the people who will reflect that love to us, oh God. God, in our spouses and in our communities, oh God, with our children, with our siblings, oh God, with our church members, oh God, in our workplaces, oh God. God, down the block and around the world and every place in between, we are asking to encounter your love, God. We are asking in these times of violence and evil, of apartheid and oppression, oh God, of dispossession and dismemberment, oh God, that you meet us with love, God. That all of your children around the world are met with love, oh God. And that God, in the place of spilling blood, oh God, that you might rise in the middle of it, oh God. God, we ask that you would bring together romantic love, God. Bring those of us back to our first love, God, that help us to know that we are centered in you, oh God. That help us to feel safe and protected, oh God. That help us to feel free and live in your glory, oh God, that help us to keep our crowns on straight and our feet firmly planted, oh God. God, we ask that you surround us with that kind of love no matter where it comes from, oh God. God, we ask that you show up in the love of healing, oh God, that families who have experienced losses, God, when fathers have passed on and mothers have passed on, God, and loved ones have passed on, that you fill the broken places, that you fill in the cracks with the light of your love, God. That where there is separation among family, God, when there's separation in our own spirits, oh God, that you come and fill the gap, oh God. That you give us the opportunity to practice your love on one another, God, as you pull us back together, oh God. God, we ask that you help us to love and honor the beautiful creations that you have built in each of us, God. God, we ask that you help us to remember that if we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we should act like it, oh God. That we should accept the inputs that you offer from all manner of place and people, oh God, that are healthy, that are positive, that are loving, and that are moving us in the right direction, oh God. We ask that those inputs be put before us to remind us how beautifully and wonderfully we are made, God. To help us to walk tall in that, God. To help us to have unbent backs and unbowed heads because we are confident in what you've placed in us, oh God. God, we ask all of the young women connected to us, oh God, to be blessed and convicted and moved by your spirit, oh God. God, for our daughters and our nieces, God, for our goddaughters, oh God, and the young play sisters and play cousins we got, oh God, we ask
that you protect them in a world that was not designed for them by people who think that they are worthless, God. God, we ask you to meet them in the place where they are, God. God, we ask you to answer their questions, God. We ask you to meet their needs. We ask you, oh God, to be so big and bold in their lives that you continue to blow their and all of our minds, oh God. God, we ask that you help them see the love that is free-flowing and abundant from you, oh God, such that they might hold on tightly to your hand, God, that they might find themselves in the center of the palm of your hand, oh God, that they might ask for you to carry and cover them, oh God, that they might request, oh God, that they be closer to you, oh God, that like a deer panteth for the water, oh God, that they and all of us, oh God, seek you desperately, God, without any ego or pretense, God. We ask that you hide us behind the illuminating shadow of the cross, God, that as the arrows keep coming for us, oh God, that you would protect us, Father God. God, we know that it is an honor and a privilege and a gift, not just to know you, God, but to have been chosen to be a part of the beautiful sisterhood that is Black women, oh God. God, we thank you for making us Black women, oh God. We thank you for all those gifts you endowed in us, God. We thank you for that wisdom that you've helped us earn, oh God. We thank you for the toil and trial of our hands, oh God, that has made everything perfect in your timing, oh God. We thank you for endurance and perseverance, oh God. We thank you for resilience and power, oh God. We thank you for community and sisterhood, oh God. We thank you for all the things, all the beautiful things that come along with being a Black woman, God, including the love that we give, God. Help us to know that the permission is always there for us to give it to ourselves, oh God, and to receive it from those you have placed in our lives to do exactly that, oh God. Help us to know that your love is so abundant that there is always more than enough for us too, God. Help us to dine at the table when the harvest is full and not simply give to ourselves when the table is empty, oh God. God, help us to know that we're worth more than the scraps that are left behind, that we are more valuable than the last fruit, oh God, that we are more worthy, oh God, than an empty harvest, oh God. Help us to love one another. Help us to love ourselves just as you love us. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we pray and we say thank you, oh God, for the gift of being your children, for the gift of being Black women, for the gift of this time in your presence, oh God. And together we say thank you and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Ooh, B, I was on mute, but I was going, clean us up, Lord, clean us up, God. Ooh, I thank you, sister, for that. Ooh, you was praying. Ooh, I can't wait for the replay. I got words, and God, I thank you, God, I thank you, God, I love you, God, I love you, God, I worship you. I thank you, I thank you. Ooh, Brittany, thank you so much for this call. Vanessa, thank you for all that you do for so many people. Let us close out, sisters. Everybody, enjoy your Sunday. Vanessa, any final words? Thank you, Bea.
Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Tag somebody if we moved or touched you today.
Bye, everyone.